And welcome, everybody, to episode 643 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. I know I've already asked you this off of the air, but I'm going to ask you on the air. How are you, gentlemen?
I'm all right, I guess.
All right.
It's fine. Nothing special. Just another week.
Nothing special.
I had major pollen attack from Sunday to Tuesday.
It's about that time, Eric. You got to get that Flonase, man. Flonase works pretty good. Flonase or some of that other allergy medication. It is. It's allergy season for sure.
I don't know if it would have helped because it was so bad I took the day off.
Ew, yeah. I mean, try it, man. Flonase is good stuff, but you know, if you or your family has like a Sam's Club membership. Get the cheap version at Sam's and get like a 3-pack, man. Take it for 2 weeks. You should feel better, man. You know, you won't have those huge attacks. All right. We got a huge show on tap for everybody today. We've got a ton of news. We've got Sweetos, Stinkos.
Well, it rained all day today, so any pollen that might have been around still is gone.
Yeah. We've got a new free games on PlayStation and Xbox, couple of reviews this week, of course, our Stinkos and Sweetos, and gentlemen, we will finally determine what the greatest game of all time is tonight. And this is like, we're the authorities on this.
It's Pogo.
Yeah. We're the authorities, Breakman. Like we, you know, this is the law. This is, I mean, you know, people can have their opinions, but they don't matter. This is it. We are the authorities on video games. So, you know, you could take our word all the way to the bank, whatever that means. So, there you go. Let's see. Wyland's in chat, and he's showing me something here. What is he showing? Oh, I did. I did see that, Wyland. Wyland, real quickly, before we get into the news, I bought a signed Gunnar Hansen photo for Bernie. I think I mentioned it on the show a while back. But they sent me the wrong photo, and they sent me a photo of Sid Haig autographed, which that's another one that's hard to get. So not only did I get that, but I got a picture of Gunnar Hansen for a very cheap price. So I got really lucky with that. But he's showing right now what Wyland is showing me, and I will throw it on the screen here in just a second, is a figure of Captain Spaulding from the House of a Thousand Corpses. See if I can, yeah, there we go. And it's really cool. It's really cool. It's got the gun, the chicken, the pistol whip in action, it says. It's really cool, man. I dig it. I totally dig. All right. Why don't we get started with the news, gentlemen?
RPG News.
Taylor Hansen, how dare you, Breakman? I saw that. All right, Eric, let's get this party started, man.
Okay, Kuro no Kiseki's got a date for Japan. This is from the PS4 version, September 30th. Switch version, who knows?
Yeah.
That's all I really have to say about it, unless you want to learn all the various Japanese voice actors.
Yeah, I think we're good, man, on that. There's just way too many to go through. If it was Breakman reading this story, I'd say hell yes, but no, let's move on for that. Wyland says, I like the
commercial. Also tells a little bit about the characters, but nah.
Yeah.
My stories are still not loading.
Okay. Why? No worries. No worries.
I'm stalling, Frank. Shut up.
Well, let me read Wyland's comment. He says, I like the commercial they made for that action figure. I didn't see it, Wyland. I'll check it out after the show for sure. All right.
Jesus, why are you still not loaded? Comes to live from RPG site. Dragon Quest X Offline announced for Japan, set to release in early 2022.
Yeah.
That's only the headline because I can't get the link to goddamn open.
Yeah, that's okay, man. I got the little trailer running. This looks cool, but man, why can't this be here already? I'd like to play this offline.
Well, I'm assuming the reason they made this is because we're never gonna get the online game.
Yeah, but It looks like they changed it from what it was to like chibi characters, which is kind of disappointing to me. But
I don't know. Maybe so they can get it on as many platforms as possible, and that includes the Switch, which isn't really. It doesn't really have a version of Dragon Quest X.
Yeah. I don't know.
And maybe they're thinking maybe they could port it to mobile as well. But
yeah, most likely.
And but, besides, if you want the hardcore one, they're coming out with 12, which is they're going to make as apparently as hardcore as possible.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I could trust the rantings of people who are speculating online.
Yeah, that's true too.
But with this engine for this chibi guys from 10 offline, I wonder if they could easily convert that engine for a Dragon Quest IX remake.
Oh, that would be nice, man. Dragon Quest IX is a great game. Mm. Yeah, that'd be great. Favorite. Yeah, you're wrong, Break. But still, it's a great game. You know,
I believe if you count, 9 is higher than 8. I'm just saying.
I mean, higher doesn't necessarily mean better. You know, Freakpie says.
I think 11 is a better game than 8, but
I think you're full of shit.
8's got better character development.
8 is the greatest game of all time, even though you guys voted against it, and I'll always hold it against you in our tournament, but that's okay. Freak5 says, I want to play Dragon Quest XXX. I'd watch that porn parody for sure.
No.
I would. I'd watch that. I'd watch that shit in a second, Eric.
We know. We don't need you to keep telling us. We know you would watch it.
You're goddamn awful. Right. Goddamn right. It would not be awful. It would be porn.
Frank would be watching it with some butter in a controller. Butter in one hand, controller in the other.
There's already a ton of Dragon Quest.
Lard! It's lard, Breakman.
There's out there that you can look at.
Oh, I'm sure.
You're going to make Bernie dress up like Jessica.
Oh, God damn it. I would do. She has red hair. She could pull it off, man. All right. This comes to us from RPGsite.net. Dragon Quest III HD 2D remake announced. Yes, with a planned worldwide release. So this is exciting news. The trailer looks fantastic.
The Octopath engine for this.
Yeah, and it looks great. I mean,
Dragon Quest or Dragon Warrior 3 was the first RPG that I like fell in love with.
Yeah, it's a great RPG.
It was the first like RPG. If it wasn't for this RPG, I don't know how much if I really would have got into other RPGs or not.
Yeah, for sure. And it was a great RPG on the NES, yeah. Man.
Fantastic! It had a sort of the choose your own character creator type thing. And choose their job and just it's so great.
Yeah, it was the only thing kind of bad was the random encounter system, but I mean that was
that's the way it was.
Yeah,
back then all of them.
Yeah, I wonder if they're doing any like quality of life improvements with this this one, like
I hope so. Now you mention it, yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, because that it would not be cool to revisit this and then all you're doing is random encounter. You know what I mean?
If they're trying to be as faithful to the original game as possible, it's going to be random encounters.
Yeah, it's going to turn off a lot of new fans in, which would not be cool. But
yeah, I don't see them going back to random encounters though, because Dragon Quest IX, for instance, there were random encounters in it, but they made sense to the game because it was in your water levels.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, after that, I mean, 8 had random encounters, but it had like the characters on stage, and then 9, like after that. Just going back to random encounters?
Then again, this is probably very early in development, so maybe they could work it in.
I'm going to give Freak 5 the exile treatment. He says Frank made his own
Dragon
Quest
porn. I think they
need
to get rid of the 4-directional control axis, though.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. But it's just him fucking a slime. How dare you, Freak 5? How dare you, Freak 5? Okay, next story, Eric.
Next story is, hold on, something just, I don't know what I just hit on the air, but whatever.
There was some attack your screen? What happened? No, yeah. Go on, never mind.
I clicked that button that did a suggestion for the Google Doc. I don't know what that did.
Torrenting porn, that's what happened.
No. Dragon Quest Treasures announced starring Eric and Mia from Dragon Quest XI.
Because that's what we're all clamoring for.
I know. Of all the interesting characters, it has to be these two. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, it was either them or Silvando. And Silvando is probably going to be a Mystery Dungeon game.
Oh, my God. If they do a Silvando game, that would be fantastic, man. That was one of the great, great characters in that game.
All right, anyways, you're basically hunting for treasure. And from the looks of it, it kind of got a Zelda setup.
Yeah, it does look like that. I'm okay with that, deviating a little bit, maybe going with the Zelda-like formula. That sounds semi-appealing to me, Eric. So, you know, whatever. Anything else on that, Eric?
No.
All right, Break, you're up.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Dragon Quest XII, The Flames of Fate announced aiming for worldwide simultaneous release. Although there's no clue of when a fucking date will be, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're just kind of skying it now, but this is the hardcore game that, according to the developer, like this is the adult final, the adult Dragon Quest that none of us were asking for.
I'm okay with this, but I hope they don't.
A lot of other people are mad because their video game conservative is showing.
Right. Yeah. Well, no, I was just thinking, like, the last time somebody made a kid's game into adult, tried to make an adult game was Bomberman Zero.
I do find the timing highly odd, though, because Kotaku had written an essay on that Dragon Quest needs to change to cater to their American standards. And a lot of people were getting angry because that's, like, basically cultural appropriation.
Well, I saw some of the jokes where people are like, well, you need to update the art style and stuff like that, and they're like, yeah, because Dragon Ball isn't popular in America.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you?
No,
man?
I mean, Yuji Horii wants to make the game he wants to make, and if it somehow actually manages to tick some of your boxes, then great, but yeah, they're not gonna do it just because you asked.
Look, and if you want the old Dragon Quest, like, it's the old Dragon Quest still exists, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I mean, I'm okay with them deviating.
It's going to be more like what we saw in the midsection of 11 with the hero getting stabbed in the chest and the world going to hell.
Yeah, which is fine. Like, that stuff's okay. Like, I'm okay with them. I mean,
the whole story is probably about a fallen world.
Yeah.
And you trying to restore balance that way.
That's perfectly okay with me.
That's like Dragon Quest VII again.
Yeah. Kinda. Yeah, exactly. Man, they need to redo that.
Yeah, only Seven did it by, like, having the continents split apart. And
stuff. Well, I said kinda.
Yeah, I think we're all ready for maybe a little different direction on Dragon Quest. I think all of us would be A-okay with that if they did it right.
It's going to have a drastically different combat system, but I think it's still going to be command-based. I think they're just going to, like, do weird tweaks to it.
Yeah.
Like, maybe have a combo system. Maybe there'll be, like other things, like you see in Trails.
Yeah. Yeah, the Trails games did that. Freak Five's Exiled Again. And don't egg him on, Breakman, is all I'm going to say.
What did I do?
All right, Breakman.
I changed the subject.
Uh-huh.
Egging him on. Unbelievable. How do I get blamed for this kind of shenanigans? Wait, how did I open this story twice?
Oh, okay, so it's my story then. Next story comes to us from RPGSide.net. Mercenaries Blaze, Dawn of the Twin Dragons, launches for PC on June 10th. So it's going to be, it's going to be priced at $19.99, a budget title. That's kind of strange.
So, like, every game coming out is just going to have Dragon in the title from now on or something?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to, that's the best way to separate yourself is by deviating from...
Well, we already knew about this game, but it's coming to PC now.
Yeah. Yeah, $20, not bad. It's a tactical RPG, but I think I did comment on this game that looked a little... Final Fantasy Tactics-esque, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but
before we move on, I wanted to mention the two games that we left out of the Dragon Quest presentation that we're not going to mention here, is because one of them was 10 version 6, well, 5.5 and version 6, The other one was Dragon Quest Keshi Keshi, which is Dragon Quest Eraser, which is like a puzzle game, match 3 type deal, but all of the monsters are erasers. Kind of cute looking.
Another thing we're never going to get.
It didn't look super
interesting. It's free to play.
Yeah.
So you can try it out if you want.
Yep. And if you want to win, you have to pay. So, you know, there you go. Probably.
Or you have to buy stamina.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want to keep playing. Ugh.
Yeah, that was the record keeper move. Like, you want to keep playing, build stamina, but I played it so long, it had so much stamina, I never ran out.
That's good. That's good, man. I mean, shit.
I haven't played in a long time, but if I went back to it, I'd still probably be the same.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Yeah, bitch, I ain't paying shit.
All right, Eric, what do we got next?
Reverie Knights Tactics.
Dragon Tactic game.
Are you sure Dragon's not in the title?
Yeah. No dragons.
Reverie Knight Tactics Dragon. There you go.
That's a sequel.
Oh.
Anyways, yeah. Publisher 1C Entertainment, developer 40 Giants Entertainment. Have announced get I name of the game I just said. It only mentions Steam release, although the trailer below shows logos for PS4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch. So they're going to happen sometime later.
It sort of has a banner saga.
Art style. That's way too European for anybody's liking. This looks a little bit in between Western and Japanese.
Just initial impressions for me, Eric. It looked like a little Banner Saga-ish. It was not necessarily a bad thing. It just, I don't know. I guess it's just not my bag, I guess. All right. Anything else on this, Eric?
Got a brand new bag.
Do you want me to list off some of the key features?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Beautiful hand-drawn art, meticulous small two-layer artwork from pencil sketch to full detail color, decision-driven storyline, character customization, item crafting, exploration, up to 4 hero characters, battle phases, interactive battle scenarios, and multiple battle grids.
Hmm. Okay, that it?
Yeah.
All right, Break, what do we got next? Freak 5's talking about... Jesus Christ, man. He's talking about cats fucking,
right,
man.
You asked me. I'm like, oh, okay.
All right, Break, what do we got, man?
Coming to us live from RPG site, Pokemon Brilliant Dragon and Pokemon Shining Dragon set to release on November 19th.
Great, another dragon.
Oh, no, these are... Diamond Pearl.
Oh, I read that one. My bad. It's Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Pokemon Shining Pearl. Not a dragon. My bad. The remakes of Pokemon Diamond and Pokemon Pearl were released worldwide on November 19th, because I'm repeating myself. Yeah, Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Pokemon Shining Pearl were announced during the Pokemon Presents video back on February 26, 2021. These Gen 4 remakes feature chibi-styled overworld character models in a full 3D environment. The style has received mixed reception among Pokemon fans, some that like how it pays homage to original DS graphics, with detractors now being fans of the chibi style. The games are being developed by Ilka. Is that how you spell it? Ilka?
Ilka, yeah.
Ilka, okay. The company who developed Pokemon Home. So, yeah. There you go.
Freak 5's... Oh, man, that's cruel to do to your girl, man. And then recorded the cat sex and sent it. Oh, God, man. Freak 5, why? All right, I'm doing the next story here, guys.
And then you wonder why your niece hates you. It's because of shit like this.
Exactly, Eric. You hit on it. Exactly. All right, Pokemon Legends Dragons releases on January 20th.
Did she record it or did he record it? Because he said she recorded it. Like, after his niece got pissed off at him, she's like...
I think she recorded it. Yeah, I think she recorded it.
You're an asshole, Dad, and then she gets on the camera anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Pokemon Legends Dragons, a.k.a. Pokemon Legends Arceus.
Nah, Dragons was a way better
name. I know. I want to include Dragons in every title now, Breakman. It always sounds cooler. Releases on January 28th, 2022, so further, so it says, with fans expressing their desire for an open-world game set in the Pokemon universe, Game Freak looks like they will be delivering on that desire with this game. So there you go, man. If you wanted an open world Pokemon quest, there it is. All right.
I thought that was Pokemon Go.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah, well, that was AR, not really.
It's open world. I mean, it's actually the world and it's open.
That niece is younger than
two. Yeah, but Pokemon Go is it can go fuck itself along with Niantic for making the game a microtransaction-ridden shithole.
Yeah. That niece is younger than two. I haven't done things like that to that niece. Oh, okay. So you get a free pass, Freak Vibe, you son of a bitch. All right.
I'm not surprised that it's Pokemon. Like, Pokemon's always found a way to make money. Like, look at the Pokemon trading cards and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and the value on those just skyrocketed recently to the point where Target has stopped selling them because people are stealing them or something.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Because it's gotten so out of hand again.
All right, Break, what do we got next?
Coming to us live from RPG Site, free demo now available for Disgaea 6, Defiance of Destiny.
I'm almost worried that the card situation is going to get so bad that they're just going to have to make a new card video game to make up for
probably.
The fact you can't actually buy cards now.
Hey, Break, I think you messed up the title of this this game.
Oh, you're right, I did. Disgaea 6, Defiance of Dragons.
There you go.
Or Dragons of Destiny.
Dragons of Destiny.
Ooh, that's a better name.
Yeah, I like that.
Good job.
Yeah.
Okay. Eager for taste of explosive Neverworld combat, dude. Warm up these zombie knuckles by throat punching enemies in Disgaea 6. Yeah, I hate when people spell D-O-O-Ds, dude. Defiance or Dragons of Destiny demo. Get a glimpse of the adventures and insanity and undying excitement awaits you.
I like it when the printies do it. I don't like it when anybody else does it.
I like it when I do it. I do it all the time.
In case you missed it, you can check out the English new character chart. Well, you can't check out any of these because you can't see these links. I'm just reading them for you, so never mind.
But maybe if they were in chat live every Friday, 7 Eastern, on this channel, twitch.tv/RPGrinders, they could.
That's true, so I'll share it with Freak. He gets to do it.
Yeah, there you go.
You win, Freak!
Alright. Alright, anything else on this, Break? Alright. Next story comes to us.
Oh, the game will be out in June. Sorry if I didn't say that.
There you go. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Metal Max Xeno Reborn coming west for PlayStation 4.
Wait, you did it, Frank. You did
Shit. I'm sorry. I did it again. It's Metal Max.
I did it the first time. I did it the first time.
Metal Dragon Xeno Reborn coming west for a PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC next year.
PlayStation Dragon 5.
Yeah. So there you go. I think that's it. There's a little trailer here.
Xbox Series Dragon. That's what it should have been called.
Yeah, they should have called. They should have called. Yeah, they should have called the PlayStation 5 the PlayStation Dragon. That would have been awesome. You know, I mean, everything Dragon. Just end everything with Dragon.
Dragon. Series S or X? No, Series Dragon.
Series Dragon. Yeah, man. You know, and then they could have, since they bought Bethesda, Bethesda could have came out with a game called Sky Dragon or you know, Dragon Rim.
Changed their whole studio name to Dragon.
Yeah, exactly. Dragon Ezda, you know.
Dragon Rim sounds like the name of a car body shop.
All right, Eric, what do we got next, man? More Metal Max Dragon.
But Metal Max Xeno Reborn is not a good game. It was their attempt to fix Metal Max Xeno. And they failed miserably.
Yeah.
Because what they changed, technically it's a better game, but like some of the things they changed, they didn't really need to. And some of the thing in the core plot of the game is basically the same, which wasn't good to begin with. And some of the changes were just made for no good reason.
Yeah. All right, what do we got next, Eric?
But I guess we need to buy this game so we can support the rest of the series coming over. Because I can't imagine anybody else who'd want to.
Well, you can go ahead right on that. I'm not going to.
There was a Metal Saga game. That's the next story. It's called Metal Saga. It was originally called Project Wolf, but now it's been renamed to Metal Saga. Hankyakyo no Ryoka for Switch and PS4 and a couple other platforms that haven't been listed. There's also Metal Max Wild West that's coming out.
You messed up on the title of that, Eric.
Let's see. Metal Saga Dragon no Ryoka.
There you go. Yeah. And the next one?
It kind of makes sense, too, Ryuka is another way of saying flame, I think.
What about the next one, Eric? You messed it up.
Wild Dragon, I guess.
There you go.
Or Dragon West? I don't know.
Wild West Dragon. That sounds interesting. I want to play a game with a dragon in Wild West.
Goddamn right. That'd be badass, man.
But it, yeah, that's like Wild West isn't in the story here, but I don't have an article for that. So
there's actually a link on here for Wild West, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming early. Yeah, coming early 2022.
Wild West launches for PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch in 2022.
Yeah.
Oh, it must have been on the other one because I'm looking at the other one. Yeah. And the Metal Saga one.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, you got the next story.
Oh wait, I did have that link in the news. I forgot about it, but oh well.
Okay. You just read it, so we don't really need to read it.
Yeah. Next story, Break.
So this is the final story then. Coming to us live from RPG Site. Tactical roguelite RPG The Last Dragon Spell launches for Steam Early Access on June 3rd. Publisher The Arcade Crew and developer CCCP. What is that name familiar?
That's like a Soviet Union. Like,
is that the RoboCop industry?
Oh, that's right. Is that...
Or is it CCP?
OCP. Isn't it OCP?
OCP.
Yeah,
Ocean
it's OCP.
Okay.
Yeah. It's real close, though. It looks like that. You know, it's like, wow. Okay. All right,
anyway, priced at $19.99, a 10% discount will be given to those who purchase the game within 2 weeks of the launch. So there you go. The tactical defense RPG, The Last Dragon Spell, is bringing humanity battle to survive the wrongs of attacking beasts to Steam Early Access. I'm repeating myself now.
Yeah.
10% discount. Again, repeating myself. So fuck you, story. I'm done with this shit.
I think I agree with that, man. Jesus Christ, man. I mean, there are two things that I don't like about this game. Tactical and roguelike.
And where are the fucking dragons?
Yeah, right? Exactly. Where's my fucking dragons? That should be the title of this.
Why did I have to repeat myself two times?
Three times.
With the date, with the price, and three times with the date.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
Exactly. I agree, man. That's total and utter horseshit. Okay, that is the news for the week. That was a ton of news. That was the most news we've had in a while, guys. Wow. Okay. What do we got?
Soon, so we're gonna get a lot more.
Yeah, I know. Okay, homie discounts real quickly. I'll go over them real quick because I want to get through these real quick. PlayStation.
By the way, does anybody really excited about the E3 or? I don't really care.
They're doing it online.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, I would have been excited if they reopened it and you know I could actually go.
Not even then, like I just. E3 just seems like the past to me. Like, that's the old way of doing things.
It does seem kind
of
old.
I think you need to get rid of the ESA. That's what they need to do.
I think that would be a good idea, too. Okay. Real quick. Homie discounts this week. There's a ton of deals that I have not had a chance to go through on the PlayStation Plus store. It's called the Days of Play sale. It's one of the biggest of the year, if not the biggest. Briefly, I went over it, and there's just so much. I can't even tell you guys all, but I will tell you the June games for PlayStation Plus this month are Operation Tango, Star Wars Squadrons, which I might dabble in a little bit, and Virtua Fighter 5 Ultimate Showdown. So that's a cool little plus. And on the Xbox side of things, you got The King's Bird, which I have no idea what that is.
Yeah,
Shadows Awakening, which I have no idea what that is. Neo Geo Battle Colosseum, I guess. Okay. And that was a 360 game. And Injustice Gods Among Us, which I think everybody knows what Injustice is. It's a great game.
That's a fantastic game.
Yeah.
The King's Bird looks like a little fun platformer, though.
Yeah. I thought by the title, the Neo Geo game sounded like it was like a package of fighting games. But apparently it's like just a mixture of fighters.
No, it's kind of like a Dream Match game.
Yeah, like sort of like King of the Fighters, but not.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
Not the same stuff.
Next week, I might...
it's almost the same style, but, like, it includes pretty much all the King of Fire game characters that everybody likes.
The bird is the word. The bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. I love that song.
I think the best way to describe it would be, like, Veil Fury Special on crack or something, maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so those I'll try to do an in-depth look at that.
I have the Geo Battle Colosseum on my PS2, but I don't have the Xbox version.
Yeah. I will try to do a deep dive into the discounts for next week, but there are just way too many. I'll try to get you guys the best RPG deals and stuff like that. But the days of play sale is always fantastic, so there's something for everybody there. And I'll see if there's any extra good Xbox sales as well. All right. Breakman, should I play your music? All right, dear Breakman, what do we got?
Oh, this comes from Freak 5 Chaos. Danny says, ask Breakman, and a hashtag and stuff like that. Inspired by last week's question, when Superman farts, does he blow his pants, or does he just blow a hole in his pants?
Honestly, I think since he's Superman, he just doesn't fart.
Oh, that's okay.
That's just not true.
That's
an interesting theory, but the thing is, people don't really know this, but the whole earthquakes in like the western states like California and stuff, that's just when he has gas.
Oh, I got
that's,
you. Okay,
that's all it is. It's not like there's no fault lines or anything like that. That was just a made up story to cover up when Superman has gas.
In the comics, I'm not a huge Superman guy. I mean, I do.
I just think that he'd have the best intestines that Krypton and the Yellow Sun could give them, so that's why he wouldn't fart ever.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a decent theory.
That's a horrible life. No one wants that.
I know. Everybody wants to fart, man.
Superman's amazing. I don't want Superman to have a shitty life, so obviously he has to fart.
Okay, here's my question. I haven't read a ton of Superman. I've read enough to be dangerous. But wasn't there a story like the suit that he has is like from his ship and it's like a Kryptonian suit? So like it wouldn't – I don't think it would penetrate that suit, man.
Like that's why his
– or I'll fart in it and just wouldn't pass through the suit.
there have been different tales. One of the things is like, yeah, it's like Kryptonian based. Another is that he has like a – he projects kind of like an energy field around him a little bit.
Ah, okay.
Which is like when he – which is why when he – flies with people, they're protected too.
Ah, okay.
They've made several different explanations.
I mean, that kind of makes sense when you think that he basically absorbs energy from the sun like a plant getting photosynthesis.
Yeah, that does make sense, but
in Dark Knight Returns Part 2, when he got hit with the EMP missile, he basically was a zombie and he absorbed the surrounding plant life around him to absorb energy because the sky was cloudy and he couldn't get energy from anywhere.
I wish they would bring like Swamp Thing into like a major like storyline inside the DC universe. I know they did that series, but I want a Swamp Thing movie like with maybe something major happens, like in the MCU they had the Sokovia Accords after the destruction of that entire city, pretty much like. Swamp Thing would be kind of, is it Swamp Thing?
I'm waiting for like a comic where Swamp Thing just finally has had it with humanity.
Yeah, well, they have had that, man. Like, Swamp Thing is always pissed off at man. Like,
yeah, but I mean, like now, like today, yeah. Just pissed off and like he becomes the greatest threat to the world, you know?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Because he can be.
Yeah, he can be, and there's not a fucking thing that Superman or Batman or anybody could do about that because Swamp Thing is just badass. But I mean,
why hasn't he teamed up with Poison Ivy yet?
There've been stories about that, but nothing has really come.
Yeah, they really don't like each other, actually. Yeah, much.
I think Swamp Thing looks at Poison Ivy as like an abomination. You know, like she's using her powers for the destruction of Earth as opposed to...
She's changing plant life.
Yeah, she's altering plant life. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Man, we could do a whole show on that, man. Maybe we should do that next month as one of our topics. Just talk about, like, our like, fantasy booking of, like, DC and Marvel or something, you know? Fun fact, scientists do not know if fish fart. Yeah,
those are some shitty scientists. I know for a fact fish do fart. That's true. Just like Superman, Batman, and all the superheroes. Oh, man. And oh, God, it's the worst when the Flash farts and he's in the Speed Force. Like, you know, that's
So he makes so instead of a Sonic Boom, what would it be?
A Sonic Poo. it'd be like a Sonic Boom, only it smells a lot worse. And
I would think that like nobody
sharts. It's the worst day of everybody's life.
I would think that would be like no big deal if like Flash was like farting in the sun in that force, because like he'd be going so fast that like it would dissipate over like the entire Earth, you know, like it wouldn't even
in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, nobody would even like a matter of milliseconds. Like nobody would ever know that Flash farts. I would think like he gets the urge to fart and he just starts running and then it just goes away. You know, it's just like non-existent. I would think. I don't know.
If you've heard of like what do they call that? Like acid rain? That's actually him farting. his gas is floated into the clouds, and
the Flash is the reason for acid rain.
That's true.
That actually would be a cool story, man. We should do that, man. Grinders rewrite the Flash, man.
So we got Flash causes acid rain. Superman causes earthquakes.
Poison Ivy causes plants to like turn into zombies, and you know. Whatever.
Shazam causes thunderstorms.
Yeah, Shazam causes thunderstorms. We could rewrite like the Greek gods. We could just make them like superheroes. Like Odin would obviously be like somebody like Superman or something, you know, and like go on and so forth. I think we could do that, man. Just steal all the Greek god ideas but remake them into like, you know, superheroes. I think that'd be pretty badass. Where's Weiland when we need him, man? He knows all about the DC universe. All right.
Mira is the reason for the hurricane seasons. When she is having a bad time, like, us.
Don't say it, Breakman. Don't get all of our female audience mad at us.
No, I wasn't going with that. I'm saying, like, if she's just, like
pissed off.
Yeah, like, I wasn't going with the PMS.
And only Arthur can stop her.
Yeah.
She's pissed off about something. She's had a bad hair day or something, and just like the rest of us have to suffer.
Yeah, she's got some bloating or something, you know, which is awful. But you know, I mean, yeah, something like that. I could see that. That'd be cool, man. Totally down for stories like that. Okay. Anything else, Breakman?
So the answer is it depends. I guess the question was, let me read it again. When Superman farts, does he blow his pants or does he just blow a hole in his pants? We didn't really answer that.
I don't think he does either. I think it's...
If we're going off the same thoughts, then do all DDS attacks happen because of cyborgs in a bad mood?
No, just because Cyborg likes to have fun.
Right. Right. I think I'm going to stick with my original.
He's not having a bad mood. He is just the ultimate troll.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with my original. I don't think either happens. I think his suit, whichever version of suit that.
There are times when he's just wearing his underwear around the house, you know, and those aren't Kryptonian underwear. And if he accidentally farts in those, like.
Yeah, then those are obliterated for sure, man. Like regular boxers or something. Yeah, they'd be gone, man. Arthur forgot to take out the trash. Exactly.
He might blow off his pants. Yeah, it would literally blow off like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But when he's farting in his suit, like we never know about it because he's doing it underground, and then I guess we know about it because of the earthquakes, but we can't see what happens because he's so far underground.
Yeah, and then when he has to fart, he just like quickly flies into space and farts so nobody hears or sees anything, you know, something like that. Yeah.
Meteor shower starts coming out.
Meteor shower. All right, anything else, Breakman?
Superman goes into space. He belches so loud, all of our wireless internet goes down.
He belches and like all the satellites get misaligned and everybody's Wi-Fi goes out and everybody has a breakdown. Oh, man. Anything else, Breakman?
That's it.
All right, let's move on to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
What you been playing, Breakman?
Oh, let me see here. I've been playing a bit of the Fallout Shelter still. I'm having fun with that game, but I don't see like an end point to it or something. So yeah. I guess it's just gonna, whenever I tire of playing it, kind of game.
Yeah.
Um, And then last Friday, I started playing a little bit of Gears again, just a little bit more in the story. And then the next day I woke up and I was just like, you know, I don't really feel like Gears.
Yeah.
But I did download some free games, and one of them was called Dungeons 3.
Oh, and, yeah, okay.
I've been playing that all week.
I heard decent things about Dungeons 3.
I might go back to Gears at some point, but right now I'm having a lot of fun with this. It's a real-time strategy game where you play the bad guy, and you're trying to invade the good people's kingdoms. And it's a little different from the normal, like, gather your own supplies, RTS, and build your base, because you actually have a dungeon, which is separate from the other map that you're trying to conquer. So you send your monsters out into the world to try and conquer the world, and also they'll come down into your dungeon and try and take it, and then take your gold or take your stuff. So you can set booby traps or have your monsters to kill them and stuff like that.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. It's not my type of game, but
yeah, it's like Warcraft, Starcraft type of stuff, like those. But you're, right. I mean, obviously you're just the bad guy, and it's got a sarcastic sense of humor, which is really fun.
Yeah, you know what that sort of. I know it's a different type of game, but it sort of sounds like Overlord, which is a pretty fun game, where it had that like sarcastic sense of humor type thing, yeah. And you played as the bad guy,
you know? Yeah. That's, and you're trying to conquer the world and destroy the light, and it's fun, a lot of fun. The only problem is it has the same problem that every RTS has on a console: is if there's a lot of units on screen, the frame rate plummets.
Freak 5 says you have your own dungeon buster. He's been playing Blessed Unleashed. I don't even know what that is, Freak 5. Is that a new game?
No, it's kind of old at this point.
Okay, alright.
So, yeah, Dungeons is a free game, and I'm enjoying the hell out of it. I'm probably midway through it, I think, at this point. It's a real-time strategy guide, so some of these levels can take, like, an hour or two to beat, you know, and,
yeah.
And that's if you play them right. Sometimes you'll fuck up, and it's like, well, shit, now I gotta go back an hour. Fuck. I didn't have enough resources, so my God. You're destroying my dom.
Oh, it's all done. Damn it.
Assholes. You're taking my gold, you fuckers. These aren't heroes, they're thieves. They're coming and stealing my shit.
Exactly, you fucking thieves. God damn it. Who's the real villain here? You know?
Were they the gnomes from Golden Axe, but they used a disguise spell or something.
Yeah. I hated those fucking gnomes, man.
No, you're sleeping, and all of a sudden, or no, I'm thinking of the wizard, the little fuckers that steal your shit.
Yeah, those little gnomes, the little.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah,
kicked them, and then like, you know, like make those stupid sounds, and then you get your potions back that you already fucking gathered.
I know, the ones you worked hard for, and they like fucking take from like you fucking pieces of shit.
That's really hard to get any more than what they stole. Like, you have to be, like, on them, like constantly to get them, you know?
Right. Yep.
All right. What else have you been playing, Brake?
That's all I've been playing, and I'll be playing that after the show, too, because I fucking loving the game. I'm having a lot of fun with it. I love RTSs.
I like watching people play those games, but I don't like playing them myself, for sure. But I'd watch you play it if I had gold. I think I could watch you play it, but...
It's multiplayer too. I mean, it's free. Oh wait, actually, it was no. It's still May. I think you can still download it for free.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I just don't have gold, man. I got it. I'm debating whether or not to get gold again. You know, it's like one of those things. Cost saving measures. I already have plus, and
If you already got one online, you really don't need another. It's not like. Nintendo's where it's like $20 for a year.
I know.
Like,
I wish it was. I could definitely do that. Like $20. I wish they were both that way. $20 a year, I can handle. You know, and then I'd definitely get all three. But man, it's just a little.
Yeah,
expensive.
It's just another monthly fee. Like, for instance, like every month I think about getting rid of Netflix because I've got all these other streaming services, and it's like, but I'm still waiting for the next season of Stranger Things. And,
yeah, see, the same thing here.
Guy, and then Castlevania, which we just did. Like,
That's the same with me, Breakman. I keep wanting to get rid of Netflix, but there's like one or two series that I'm like, like I haven't seen all of The Witcher yet, so I'm like, you know, I gotta.
Yeah, and the next season of The Witcher I'm waiting for. Like, I've said it before, like, I like Henry Cavill as Superman, but I think the role he was meant to play as Geralt.
Geralt,
Rivia. Riverdale.
Riverdale. Geralt of Riverdale. I'd like to see that crossover, man. That'd be pretty fun. He put all his money on the plus codes. I did. I bought literally 5 years of plus codes, but for half price, man. I mean, $30. It wasn't a huge leap for me to pay 30 as opposed to 20 like Nintendo. That's the only reason, man. I haven't watched Castlevania yet, Bernie says. Well, we're going to have to rectify that, Bernie, because it's fucking beautiful. I mean, every episode's awesome. Did you guys see one bad episode of Castlevania? Because I have not. Literally, I have not. I can't think of one bad episode.
Was this one episode where Simon was, he kept combing his hair and saying how awesome he is and stuff, and then there was a guy with a gun. He had a light gun for some reason. He was using that as a weapon, and Mega Man showed up, but he wasn't blue. He was the greenish or something.
That green Mega Man, yeah.
Yeah. And I think Mother Brain was.
Pit was named Kid Icarus for some reason.
Yeah, I know.
Because they didn't bother to do any research for the games.
A wild dungeon buster appears in chat. He says, I still have a Netflix bucket list to go through. Too much stuff. Yeah, I got a few things that I need to watch, Dungeon, but I'm Netflix is high on my list to get rid of, man. They keep raising the price, and it's not worth it. I'd rather get HBO Max, man, especially if they keep doing this free movie thing on into next year.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get through as much stuff on Netflix as possible because I want to get rid of it as soon as possible.
Yeah, I agree. I kind of want to get rid of it. The only thing worth it for me on Netflix is series, and Castlevania is one of them, but I'm going to buy that whole series when it comes out. And then if I run into a situation where they come out with a new season of something, I'll just get it again, and then just watch it.
Yeah, I've thought about that too, but I feel like I'm the kind of person who would do that and then just not turn it off again. I'd get this charge on my bill, and I'm like, what's?
I'm kind of learning how to do it, Breakman, because I do it with HBO. I like HBO Max quite a bit. But I only really want it for the movies, the premiere movies. They do have good content on there, the DC stuff.
I've been watching a lot of those DC cartoons lately. There's a ton of them on there.
Yeah, it's worth it. That's one that I would consider keeping. But for now, okay, I'll get it during the month and I'll watch all that shit during the month and then get rid of it. And then when another movie comes up, I'll get it again and I'll pay the $15.
Yeah, and Space Jam's showing up on there too.
Oh, Dungeon said, I'm still waiting on the second season of The Kingdom. That's a great goddamn show, Dungeon. I love that show.
Is The Kingdom that Chinese show?
I believe it. Is it Chinese? I think it might be Chinese, but it's a pseudo zombie series, but it's, oh man, it goes well beyond that. It's got politics and a bunch of other intrigue that I like, man. It's like a Chinese Dungeons and Dragons zombie quest, man. It's pretty badass, man. It's really good. It's Korean. Korean. It's Korean. Yeah. It's my bad, Dungeon. I hate doing that, misnaming Asian culture stuff, but it's.
Well, no, I mean there is some Chinese content. I just didn't know what you might have been talking about.
No, it's definitely a Korean show, man, and it's good. The Kingdom is really, really good. But by the end of the first season, it looks like they might be going to China. Yeah, maybe. We'll see. But it is. It's, man.
That's what I was seeing because I might have been seeing a preview for the next season or whatever.
Hey, Eric, quickly, what have you been playing, man?
I've been playing Pokemon Ultra Sun and Resident Evil 7. I got through most of that, and then I had to stop to play Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne.
Yeah.
HD remaster.
I want to get that, man. I'm wondering if it's going to go on sale, though. I just hate paying, it's not too bad. It's $50.
Probably going to get back to 7 this weekend because it's an extra long weekend because of Memorial Day.
Yeah. Bernie says, kill the pizza kids. Yeah, don't do that, Bernie. Don't do that. We don't need to be bailing you out of jail right now. All right. I've been playing a little tiny bit of Gears 5. I didn't get too much, but I'm almost getting Gears fatigue, Breakman.
That's kind of how I feel too. I played Dungeons 3 and I'm like, I want to go. Should I play Gears?
I want to finish it because I love Gears. I think it's a great series, but at this point, I think they need to do something with that series pretty drastic, man. They need to get all new characters, all new stories, and,
Isn't that kind of what they did with 4?
Not really. I mean, they sort of did that, and I did like 4, by the way. But they still like, they're still hanging on to Marcus Fenix, and I think it's time to like kill him off or do whatever they're gonna do with him, and then let's just get something completely new. You know, a different part of the city, different mission, something, you know, with engaging characters. Like I just need, at this point, Gears is getting fatigued in my
mind. I don't think it's the story that's the problem, though. Gameplay.
I agree. I don't think it's the story.
Changing like Marcus Fenix, I don't think would do much of anything. It's like this, the game is the same game we've played since the original Gears of War, which is, how long ago was that now? That was like, what, the original Xbox, or was that a 360 early release?
That was a 360 early release, yeah. Yeah, but I agree. I think we need to get something a little different. I mean, it's still good. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's still really good. I hate to level criticism at greatness, Breakman, because
the problem for me is I just played a game that I think was great right before it was with Far Cry 4.
Yeah, yeah, that's
a great shooter.
Didn't I tell you it was good?
It's going downward.
Yeah, you know? I know. It's sort of like it's aging before our eyes, you know. It's like it's time to freshen that series. I don't know how they would do it, but they
sure is pretty though.
It is. It's a really pretty game. Even on my Xbox One, Breakman, it looks really good. If I had a,
yeah.
I'm sure if I had
Far Cry 4 is really fun. Yeah, Far Cry 4 is a far better shooter than Gears 5.
I agree. I agree. I mean, it's surprisingly good. Like I don't normally like that type of gameplay, but that game is just really, really good and really fun and engaging. Yes. And you know,
I think that's what's wrong with Gears of War is it's missing the fun.
Like yeah.
The fresh fun that I used to have with it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I'm not like, I remember playing Gears 1 and 2 and like really digging it, especially like the chainsaw kills and now like I maybe it's just missing some different type of like chainsaw kills, or much in the vein of like what Doom did. Doom didn't do anything, you know, super unique, but the presentation of the way that game like handled like kill, like the, what do they call them, like the execution kills and stuff,
yeah,
is just awesome, you know. And I think Gears is missing something like that, man. Like they need to revamp a few things, but anyways, that's what I've been kind of playing, and you know, of course, a couple of Nintendo classics and stuff like that. But yeah, there you go. All right, let's move on, guys, to
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Breakman, did you have any reviews this week?
Nothing I can think of.
All right, Eric, did you have a review?
Yeah, I've got the long-awaited review for Pen 10, the first series. First of all, before I mention that, I do want to mention where I'm at with Ben 10 as a collective, but I finished Ultimate Alien Season 2, so I'm now on the Omniverse, which is a whopping 80 episodes. It says Season 1, but honestly, it's like 4 20-episode seasons that I think they just adopted a model where they just kept putting out episodes until they decided not to do the show anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think there is an actual endpoint. Like they didn't just stop making episodes, but like they probably had somebody signed on, and then they made that the final battle episode. So they made a storyline for those. But I do want to mention that Omniverse. I joked about this on Twitter, but it's kind of true because the art style has received a drastic change, much like how the third season of Batman the Animated Series was renamed to The New Adventures of Batman and Robin. I'm calling it Shaggy Tennyson because he looks like Shaggy. And he even has mannerisms like him because he says man and dude a lot. And he's got a non-human partner. They're not a dog, but like Rook's basically like he's basically like, they're kind of treated like Men in Black, and he's basically Jay, but unlike Jay, he doesn't understand human social cues that much, and he has to basically, Ben has to teach him a rope sometimes. But, like, Ben gets chauffeured all the time, and I guess he's kind of pissed because he can't ride in his own car anymore. But I don't know, if I was in Ben's situation, I'd be glad, because his car would probably get destroyed like Kevin Levin's car does in the last two series.
poor guy.
But the one thing that really bothers me is that, like, Ben and Gwen, I mean, you don't see much of Gwen, but their eyes and are weird. Their eyes are weird because, like, their pupils and their iris are the same color now, so it's this big green blob.
Yeah, I get that, like, they're trying to, I get that they're trying to cut costs with the animation, I think.
But I don't know, you say they cut costs, but the animation quality has never been better, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't.
So maybe it was a compromise, maybe, like.
Yeah,
if we cut back the design of these characters to look less realistic, we can make them do more things.
Yeah, sort of like the GBA Castlevania games, where they, like, the one game had better music, but they cut back on the graphics a little bit. What was that? Circle of the Moon, I think. And then they cut back on the music for the next one so they could make the animation better.
But they learned how to do, like, a good compromise of both for Aria of Sorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very good. Very fucking good game.
But, anyways, that's all I have to say about Omniverse for now. But, Ben 10 is a show about a kid who finds a special alien watch because it crashed late at the campsite they were staying at, because their grandpa roped him and his cousin into a summer trip. What? What was that?
A little Castlevania music, man.
But anyways, a villain named Vilgax is looking for it, and that's why Ben decides to just be a hero, because he can't figure out how to take the watch off, so he might as well do the Spider-Man thing and be the responsible one and save people when he can.
Made to his DNA, because the watch is made for not him, but his grandpa.
Even though his, like, ignorance of how the watch functions or any of the aliens he uses function ends up causing collateral damage, but hey, he still has to save the day. Yeah. I mean, it's not that bad, but, like, it's still a problem. Yeah. Especially very early on when he doesn't know what he's doing most of the time.
Oh, yeah. He does do some training a bit, but even when he's training, like, he's destroying the neighborhood. So it's like, I don't know if this is the best idea, man. Have you ever heard of, like, a stadium or something? Yeah, desert, you know?
He should train with this music, man.
Anyways, the first season is it like the first no the first series, all four of those seasons don't have any real strong storyline. There'll be like two putters for like the beginning of the season and the end of the season, but other than that, like maybe like I think one of the seasons has a mid-season two-parter. But yeah, it's really just like a Monster of the Day type of show, which isn't a problem because you get to see a different monster, usually. Some recurring villains show up. Gwen and his grandfather also help him out a lot, because Gwen eventually learns to use magic, and his grandpa is an ex-plumber, which is just another way of saying space cop.
I like that she wants to be called Gwendolyn now, too. Yeah. I think that's pretty interesting. Every time he's like, Gwen, is like, Gwendolyn! And I'm sorry.
Anyways, the first series also has a live-action series, which is canonical, and you don't need to watch it, but it comes into play much later in Ultimate Alien, because there's a storyline from the live action show that plays a role with the character that's a recurring character named I forget now, but I forget, it starts with an E, it's on the tip of my tongue, my brain's not working because it's late, but
you need to train your brain with this music.
It's been a while since I've watched it. I can't think of your tongue out.
That, see,
I thought that was Punch-Out.
Yeah, it was Punch-Out. I was looking for training.
Anyways, it's like It's like basically his ex-girlfriend who never was, because they never hooked up, but she had feelings for him, and but she doesn't understand what love is, and these nanites from an alien world somewhere basically ruined her brain, so she went all Doc Doc.
Okay.
Anyways, so she's become a villain now, but back to the main show. It's like it also has like a movie. Which they used, I don't know, they threw the movie in on HBO Max, but it basically opens the season, even though it could have been an endpoint for the season because of the way it's set up.
Yeah.
But there's a couple live action movies of the child version of Ben 10 as well. But, I'm going to give the series an 8 because 10 as a Ben as a 10-year-old is kind of insufferable at times. He gets better over time, but it's really tough. It's kind of rough for series.
Mm-hmm. All right. 8 out of 10 sounds like worth watching. Dungeon says there are zombie kids in Days Gone.
The best way to describe Ben 10, sum it up, is that it's basically kind of like a Western Kamen Rider, if Kamen Rider were a snotty kid.
Yeah, you guys, definitely be snotty.
You guys get my Shoot the Seals reference in chat? You guys didn't get it, do you? It's an old Cheech and Chong reference. I'm old. I'm out of here. Oh, man.
I don't remember that, but yeah, I like the old Cheech and Chong. I don't remember that, though.
Save the whales, but shoot the seals? You don't remember that? Hold on.
I'm trying... Okay, play it again.
Let me see if I can find it. Let's see. Save the...
Was that stand-up or one of the movies?
No, it's one of the movies, man. I think it's like Still Smoking or something. Save the whales. Let's see if it comes up here. God damn it. Oh, here we go. Save the whales. We'll do a little bit of this. Watch. You got... Oh, fuck, man. After we get done with the goddamn Hulu commercial, then, you know... All right, here we go.
Save the whales! Hey, funky mind, save the whales!
Anyways, I can't play too much of it, but you guys get the gist. Save the whales, man. but anyways, at the end, he's like, save the whales, but shoot seals. You know, that's a whole joke of that whole, it's a Nice Dreams is the movie. So,
Okay.
Yeah. You got to check it out, man. It's fucking classic. It's great.
Probably just don't remember it.
Yeah, probably not. All right. I got a real quick review for you guys. A movie. Look, if you guys want a horror movie, that's not like, I mean, this is definitely a horror movie. I think it's an underrated horror movie, but it's not. It's more of like a mafia slash family drama slash horror movie. This is the movie for you. If that sounds interesting, you will love this movie. It's called Kill List, and it's a British movie. And I can't remember the actor's name, but he's a pretty famous British actor, and another guy that I've never seen before. And a really good-looking English woman that's pretty famous as well. But anyways, it's neither here nor there. It is a fantastic movie about a guy who you come to find out is an assassin, and he's got a partner, and a lot of weirdness ensues, and it ends up being a horror movie, plain and simple. I don't want to give too much of it away, but if you want character development, you want tension... You know, like those rising tension, slow burn movies that end like in a wicked twist. Then you will love Kill List. I give it a 9 out of 10. I don't want to give you guys too much away on this movie. It's a very under the radar, underrated horror movie. It's called Kill List. You guys have to watch it. It's awesome. It's an awesome, awesome movie. So let's move on to.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Stinko of the Week, Breakman, what you got for us?
Are you okay? What was that noise?
I just shuffled my around in my seat for a while.
Oh, I thought like somebody fell or something. Okay,
no, I'm good, man. I'm chilling.
Well, let's see here. Stinkos. We have... What have I been talking about? Guns and violence.
Yes,
and
yes.
People killing. Oh, there's nothing happened this week, right?
San Jose, I think, happened. Something happened there.
Oh, shit, you're right. Yes. Another fucking mass shooting. We had San Jose. I don't know what we got to do. There have been so many studies that have come out recently about how our gun laws are not being enforced, how the ATF is not doing its job.
Yeah.
Essentially. Yeah. And how we have a lot of these people are getting guns, like, because there's no, like, these people are selling them out. Some people are selling them out of their homes and shit like that, and there's no oversight on them. And guys like this had a history of depression. They think he might have been bipolar.
Yeah.
Like, there is no logical reason for that he should have ever had his hands on a gun.
Well, here's the problem, Breakman. Democrats are almost as guilty, if not more guilty, but Republicans...
Oh, we're going to talk about that soon.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. That's in my stinkos, but
I know. It's definitely a stinko.
To me, Breakman, like, the Republicans are the ones that are openly, they don't want to do anything about mental health, but they want to blame mental health, you know?
Well, I mean, and look at Texas, for instance. They just made it legal, like, anybody can carry a gun. You don't even need to have a license or anything. Just take it wherever you want. Like, they're just, in 10 years, they're going to make it a law in Texas, like, you get a gun when you're born.
Yeah.
And shit, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they're just flooding the state with, and people complain about, like, violence in South America and stuff like that. Where do you fucking think those guns come from?
Right. I think the solution is, and this is going to sound weird, Breakman, the solution is moving out of the United States, because the Republicans don't want to do nothing about it, and the Democrats sure as hell ain't doing nothing about it. So if you got your politicians never wanting to do anything to curb this wave of violence, it's never going to change. In fact, it's only going to get worse. We're already,
as it has.
We're already at one mass shooting a day in this country, period. That's the average, one a day. It's going to get to two a day, and then it's going to get to three a day, and then it's going to get to I don't want to get out of my house a day. You know what I'm saying, Breakman? So there is no solution other than to move someplace where this shit just doesn't happen, you know, which is any country in like the Netherlands, for instance, or, you know, all those a lot of countries in Europe. I'm not talking like England or France, because there's a lot of violence there, different types of violence. But the gun violence is way less.
Yeah.
In other countries, you know, New Zealand, for instance, that to me, New Zealand is becoming more and more attractive by the day. Like, it's
not
so
just
weird.
Violence, but another thing, way less. A lot of other countries that don't have guns is suicide.
Yes. Yes. That's a good point. Good point. And they have viable mental health clinics that don't cost anything. Like, you can just go, like, if you're having mental issues and you know you are and you want to go and get treatment, you can go. In this country, you have to have an HMO that costs you out the nose. If you're homeless, forget it. Like, there is no getting any mental help here at all. You are hopeless. I can't imagine. Like, I've been in those situations where I've been semi-homeless at times in my life, and it's a feeling of despair, and it's fucking awful. It's awful. Let me read chat real quick before we move on with your points.
Okay. I definitely have some stinkos.
Freak Five says his stinko is he went to Sioux City on Saturday to see his grandma before she died. Remember that he did say he was going to do that. There was a small family barbecue at my aunt's house. Monday I found out that one of my cousins who was there tested positive for COVID. On Saturday he was saying that he isn't going to get the vaccine. His brother's two young kids were there. His pregnant sister was there. He visited our aunt, who was in hospice on chemo because of breast cancer and wasn't wearing a mask. I hope he kept his mask on when he visited grandma. Oh, and I hope people of color don't try to open carry in Texas. Yeah. I actually think part of the solution, Freak Five, is more people of color open carrying everywhere, like the Black Panthers used to do back in the day. I think that
racism to their advantage.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it seems like the only way to get people to pay attention. The Black Panthers did it back in the day, and to me it was I think they should have been commended, not arrested like they were. But they're trying to, like, people give Malcolm X a bad rap. Malcolm, without Malcolm X, Martin Luther King's message would have went on deaf ears, I have a feeling. So
because they needed an extremist to have a juxtaposition against
right.
The only two times this country has truly made meaningful gun laws, and I'm not talking about the banning of assault rifles, because as much as we want to vilify assault rifles, like, they're a fraction of the deaths in this country.
Yeah.
A small fraction. Yeah. The handgun, the pistol, is the most deadly weapon in this country. But what was I about to say? Went off on a tangent and kind of sidetracked myself.
Hey, man,
there.
Are you getting old as I am, Breakman? Is that what's going on, man? You just had a birthday. Are you catching up? Is Breakman catching up? That's an interesting question we should ask the audience, man. That's, I don't know, Breakman. A little bit of Alzheimer's in there, maybe. Okay. What else you got, Blake?
So the handgun, obviously, as I said, the most deadly weapon in America, and suicide and domestic violence victims, mass shootings even. And we don't take guns seriously. We never will, I don't think, at this point. It's just getting worse. It isn't getting better. I don't know what to say. So on the subject of guns too, what's the other thing I've been talking about a lot is the guns of the cops and, how they police and such. I didn't really see any, I know they kill people every week, but I didn't see any stories this week. I guess it just didn't make the headlines. But there was an interesting interaction where a black man was doing his job. He was a locksmith working on a home in, I forget which state. When the neighbors called because they saw something, they saw a black man working on a lock or something. Obviously, that looks suspicious to them, you know.
Right.
Because black man not allowed to do anything. So the cops pulled up to a man who looked – this is what they're called for. There's a man who looks suspicious, looks like he might be trying to break and enter. No mention of a gun or anything else like that. The cops show up, get out of their cars with their assault rifles drawn, ready to go.
Of course. Why wouldn't they? It's a black guy trying to do his job. I mean, there have been black people killed for sleeping. It's become a
He's lucky, is what I'm
saying. Yes,
he didn't, which is horrible to have to say, but he is lucky that he didn't die.
Yeah.
Just because he's black.
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
what is the fucking excuse for a police officer to show up with an assault rifle? Like a machine gun.
You know, this is what I'm going to say, Breakman. I think it's incumbent upon white people to stop calling the police for benign shit. You right?
Right.
Now.
Right. Well, right. And I know I was just talking about like how the pistol is still is the most deadly weapon. Right. But when somebody shows up to your house with assault rifles drawn, or when you're doing your job, don't tell me you don't want to shit yourself at that point.
Absolutely, Breakman. No question about it.
I'd be fucking terrified.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the solution is. It's systemic racism. It ties into what we talked about last week, I believe, Breakman, like the white supremacy that's invaded the police force. Like, police reform needs to happen. Like, there needs to be a shakedown from the ground up in policing. And if that means you have to fire every single person in the force and start over, then that's what you need to do. I know
fire.
It would be,
a lot of them should be in jail.
I agree. If the penalties were more severe instead of less severe for people in law enforcement, Breakman.
It's not necessarily that they're less severe. It's that people are protecting them.
People that are
because when they go to because they're not getting charged.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
and then when they're getting, and then when they get to court, they're getting sympathy from, say, judges and juries.
Well, no, here's the thing, Breakman. There is a discrepancy in prison sentences, even if it gets to the point of.
Well, right, because they're not being charged in the first place.
Right, but even if they are, the prison sentences are.
When have they been charged right? Until Chauvin charged for murder, who has been charged right?
You're right. There hasn't been very many examples, but I'm saying even if it gets to that point, like if you know from the get-go that you're a law enforcement officer and you break the law and the penalty is double for you and you don't have qualified immunity, that's another thing that we need to get rid of. We need to get rid of qualified immunity. And I also think the penalties should be harsher for people that are in law enforcement. And I think law enforcement should just be that. Law enforcement, not butthurt feelings, like somebody calls the cops next door because they think you're smoking weed or something. Like that. I mean, honestly.
I get, like, them showing up because somebody calls, but, like, showing up with your weapons drawn and shit and just, like, showing up aggressive. Like, you should be – if your job is to show up because something looks suspicious, you should go there not expecting the worst.
Right.
Cops when they're – like they're expecting, I don't know, an insurrection or something, or terrorists. I don't know what they're expecting.
Cops are trained to be so scared that their job is no longer the most dangerous job in this country. There was a time when it was the most dangerous job. Not anymore, because they have carte blanche to shoot and ask questions later. Yep. And it shouldn't be that way. Yeah, they're trained that way.
They're trained to kill, not wound. They're trained to kill.
Right. Right, and that's a big problem. A big, big problem. What else you got, Breakman?
And, God, and another thing that needs to go away is the police union.
I agree with that, too. Or a reformed police union, you know.
Not a police union that defends cops at all costs, and, you know, they spread their lies over the phone or over the airwaves and over the television going on Fox News, like, just saying how, like, anything – like anti-cop, everything like a cop being charged is anti-cop.
Right. I also think this is may sound minor, Breakman, but the thin blue line flags have to go everywhere. It's a desecration of the flag, and it's against flag code for one, and for two, it's a symbol of hate, and I think it should be designated as such. And I think any place that thin blue line flag should be removed immediately. In every public hall, on police uniforms, on their license plates, everywhere it should be gone. And because it to me, it's a symbol of hate. It's almost akin to the swastika. It's become that apparent to me. I mean, it's getting awful, 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 and it's another symbol of hate in this country.
I don't think it's getting awful. It's been awful, but it's not changing.
Yeah, no, I agree. What else you got, Breakman?
Oh, I guess the other thing we should go into is today's news that we all knew was going to happen. The Republican Party is openly admitting that they are all for treason and sedition, and they want to overthrow the American government and instill a king. Now, let me ask you a question, Frank.
Yes.
Do the Republicans have the majority in the House?
No, they do not.
Do the Republicans have the majority in the Senate?
No, they do not.
Oh, do they have the presidency?
No, they do not.
Okay, well then how the fuck did they get what they wanted?
I agree. And
Democrats are the most pathetic pieces of shit in the history of our
world. I agree, and you know what? That leads into mine, and we might as well tackle this together here, Breakman.
It's basically 08 again.
Yep.
Like the Democrats handed over Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump everything they wanted today.
Yep.
And they were elected to do the exact opposite. The Democrats were brought into power specifically because people hated Trump and they wanted some accountability.
Right.
And the one party who has the power to do it just said, nah.
Right. They are spineless. Breakman, just like you said, the Democrats are my stinkle of the week, okay? And just for the reason you said, the Republicans blocked a commission, which I don't give a fuck about the commission, right? The Democrats have the power to subpoena. They have a power to investigate. They have a power to ask the questions. They have the ultimate power because they have all three branches of government, and they just laid down and took it.
All three branches of government. Supreme Court's different.
Oh, the Supreme. Yeah, I mean, the two of the three. They have.
I know
the,
what you meant. That's.
You know what I meant. Like they have all of Congress.
I know. I'm just correcting you, so people.
Right. Right. Yeah, you're right, Breakman. They have all of Congress. Right. The House, the Senate, and the presidency, and they just like you said, they just laid down and let Mitch McConnell and Trump and everybody else in that idiotic party. So they're just as complicit. It's what I've been saying from the get go Brakeman. The Democrats don't want change. They want the status quo, just like the Republicans do. The Republicans are just more bullish about the things that they want and they get every damn time, regardless if they're in power or not. So the whole Democrats need to go away. Republicans need to go away. We need to get money out of politics, and we need to start like a bunch of different parties, not just these two idiotic sides.
The money in politics is a large part of the problem, is because a lot of these people are getting donations from the same goddamn company. You know, like Big Pharma is giving donations to Republicans and Democrats, for instance.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, some of these fucking opposite party people are getting the same money hungry. Rich people telling them exactly how to vote, you know, because money in politics, they cater to the rich and powerful.
Whether it's Republican or Democrat, like you said, the donors are the same for the Democrats and the Republicans. So tell me why I should care about either party. You know, they all cater to one class, the upper class corporations. That's it. You know, that's what we have. We have oligarchies in this country, and that's it.
I've heard like so much talk, and that's one of the things that has just made me so fucking angry, is the talk.
Mm-hmm,
like the so much like lip service from guys like Lindsey Graham and stuff, like how we need to defend this country and how this is important and this needs to be done. But then like he talks to the wife of the cop that died, and he's talking about how they need to be defended, and then he votes against the commission.
Right.
Like, no, this is redundant. And there's like, no, it's not.
Oh, why? Where were they when Benghazi was going on? Wasn't that redundant? It's the same fucking thing. Okay, Brakeman. Here's the thing. I don't agree with
trials.
I don't agree with a commission on the 6th. What's a commission going to do but nothing? It never leads to anything.
Them admitting that Trump was the problem, and nobody was going to do anything about it.
Right.
Basically, was saying, yeah, it's his fault.
But the Democrats get my stinko for being spineless. They have subpoena power. They have all the power in the world that they need right now without a commission, and they won't do it. So fuck them. Fuck the Republicans. Yeah, they're all pieces of shit. Freak 5 says, I wonder how many unarmed men have been murdered by cops during a traffic stop, compared to the number of cops killed during traffic stop. I think we know the answer to that, since traffic stops are supposedly so dangerous for the police. And then he says,
for instance,
hey, no reason to bring Big Pharma into this.
Anyway, what was I? I was about to say on the cops, another thing. We looked up the numbers, and the number of cops killed, I think it was in 1999 – or 1999 – 2019. Jesus Christ, I am old, Frank. Thanks. You made me older. In 2019 was like I think it was like 99 cops were killed, something like that.
Yeah.
And 50 of them were killed by accidents.
Yeah.
And it was like only 40 of them were actually murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Like on the job going to,
yeah, sorry.
As compared to like the thousands of people they killed.
Yeah. Oh, it's in the thousands for sure, and it's just getting worse and worse.
Thousands of people, but less than 100 cops were murdered, or less than 100 cops died doing their job, and only like less than 50 of them were actually murdered.
Right, right. I mean, it's become less and less dangerous year after year, Brakeman. It's unbelievable. This would be a little 1999, Brakeman.
But I was gonna say, like Mnuchin, like he was going off on Republicans, like how dare you do this and this and this, but then does nothing to stop it when he has the power to.
Oh, Mnuchin is a Republican, man. Like that's another reason the Democrats never get anywhere, because they've got like 8 or 9 Republicans. Mnuchin's at the top of the list. He's a fucking Republican. Just look at the way he fucking votes all the time. Same thing with Kristen Sinema in Arizona. That's another Republican. I mean, it's the
lip service is what's really pissing me off so much lately. Like there's just so much talk, and then they don't forget the opposite.
Like people like the Squad or people.
Oh yeah, AOC, just a bunch of lip service.
Even Bernie,
lip service.
Yeah, lip service, lip service.
And then, you know, and then we got like Republicans trying to take credit for stuff they veto and stuff. Like, are you kidding me? You're trying to celebrate all these big healthcare initiative, or what was it they're trying to celebrate and that they voted against? I forget what it was. I don't even remember. There's just so much fucking shit. That's everything is shit.
Freak Five says, Big Pharma signs my paycheck. Don't badmouth Big Pharma. Whatever, Freak Five. I'm glad you get paid, man. But damn, you know, I mean, come on. You
I
know
love
the deal.
Big Pharma. I'm gonna sleep with him tonight.
Yeah. Eric, you don't have a Stinko I didn't see.
No, it's the same as yours, all right. Basically.
Okay. Anything else on that?
Our government has completely failed us in every way. They've America died a little bit today. Like, this is... We're
it dies a little bit every day. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay, it died a lot today. Then.
Yeah, today was a big blow. I agree. I don't agree with the commission because commissions never really, you know, go anywhere. But the fact that the Democrats aren't, like, asking questions and subpoenaing the fuck out of people.
They just essentially said, we're okay, well, that's fine. And then I heard in response Nancy Pelosi is going to start her own investigation into it. What the fuck have you been doing for the last 5 years?
Yeah, she's worthless too, man. Fucking worthless. They're all worthless, Brakeman. They really are. Okay, let's...
Maybe if you've done your job the last 4 years, we wouldn't have come to that point because Donald Trump would have been held accountable. But yeah. You were sitting on your hands.
Yeah.
You were making you were doing big shows.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
All they fucking do is big showmanship.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to move on here too. Let's think happier, Brakeman.
Dude, what does my Pepsi say?
Sweeto of the week.
Brakeman, what is your Sweeto of the week?
I think you know what my Sweeto is.
Go for it. Let everybody know, my friend.
There is a grand jury that has been convened to look through the evidence against Donald Trump. What that means is that they believe they have enough to prosecute him for a crime.
Yeah.
They believe they have enough evidence that they could take him to court.
This is what Mueller should have been focused on and not all the Russia bullshit, Brakeman. He should have been looking at the money.
They're doing that with Rudy. Yeah. Right now, like that's like they need to go after the people who were involved in it instead of going directly at the head of the going after Trump, who wasn't directly involved. He had lackeys for that.
Yeah.
So
I don't believe in the Russiagate shit, man. The Russiagate shit, the evidence was super flimsy, to be honest, Brakeman. But in a way, I'm kind of glad they waited to do this grand jury, Brakeman, because if they would have did this grand jury when he was still in office, there would have been pardons galore, up to and including him trying to pardon himself, which there's questions on whether or not he could do that. But, you know, they wouldn't have stopped him from trying.
It doesn't actually matter because this is on a state level as opposed to a national level.
Yeah, that's true, too.
He could have done a lot of things nationally, but this is still New York State.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's true, too.
Yeah. I mean, Republicans want states to be powerful, so, you know, they get what they want.
Yeah. Freak Five says, my Sweeto, the laziest motherfucker in the inventory department at my job, is leaving. Yeah, that's good, man.
When the lazy people leave. I hate the lazy people.
Yeah.
There was one guy I worked with at Circuit City, but I'm pretty, like, he was one of those guys that wasn't doing much, but every time his shift was over, you'd find, like, an empty wrapper of a CD or something. Like, okay, so he's just here to steal. Got it.
Yeah, exactly.
While I'm working, this guy's ripping the company off. Yeah. Fantastic.
I agree with your Sweeto about the grand jury, although Trump's never going to see the inside of a jail cell, man. Rich people never, ever.
I mean, the hope of that is right now, it gets flimsier and flimsier with more and more Republicans just backing him.
Yeah. I do like the fact that he might be squirming, though. That's the one thing that I do like. Like, he's never going to rest till the day he dies, you know? So.
Well, see, the thing is, the reason he would be able to get out of prison is because he's going to have to flip on some people.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I really want to see is which one of his kids goes first. Oh,
I know, man.
Which one of his kids does
Eric.
Screw
it's going to be Eric.
Eric. Yeah. I was thinking of Eric or Donald Jr.
It's
going to
be Eric. Yeah. I mean, none of them are going to see jail time, but it's going to be fun to see who does what, man. That's the thing. It's a popcorn show.
We're throwing each other under the bus as fast as possible. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Let's see. Bernie says, my Stinko is my arch nemesis got promoted. Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that, Bernie. I told you. I'll talk to you later about that, Bernie. It's not a big deal, honestly. It's no big deal. Freak Five says, this guy is my sister's arch nemesis, the guy that's on his way out. So that's cool, man. Get him out of there, man. Sounds like a piece of shit. Eric, I didn't see a Sweeto for you. Did you have a Sweeto?
I guess I could mention that it's been 2 weeks since my second shot, so fully vaxxed.
Yay. Good for you, man. Congrats. Mine is, my car is now fully fixed. The mechanic got the part in, and he fixed it, and the car looks and sounds great. So I'm hopefully trouble-free for a good long time on car problems. And the big sweeto is didn't even charge me. So, yes.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, I was really happy with that. He's a great mechanic. He's a Russian guy, and his son is awesome. So, you know, just good times.
God, cars can get fucking expensive quick, too.
Yeah, yeah. This dumb motherfucker will take bottles that have been sorted and rubber banded together, will remove the rubber bands, and then put them back on. What a dumbass. Jesus Christ.
Oh, so he's one of those people who's trying to look like he works. He's just there to get
yeah.
paid.
Yeah.
That's essentially like, yeah, like I was talking about like the thief. Like, yeah, that's, he would do that kind of stuff where like he would just go readjust boxes that had been already, you know,
yeah.
like you'd made a display look really good and he'd go over and just kind of readjust them.
Yeah.
To make it look better.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Like looks better to him, but not everybody
yeah,
else.
Or like
yeah.
to make it look like he was participated in it. And you're like,
get the
hey,
fuck out of here.
Been this whole time?
Exactly.
I mean, I was helping you.
Kick him in the ass, freak. Bernie says, yeah, kick him in the ass. Okay. Let's move
on.
It
becomes my job when I have to sweep the floor since there's nothing else to do because I did my job too well and now there's nothing to do.
Yeah, I know. Okay, guys, let's move on to our... It's a free-for-all! Dungeon says, nudges the box half inch to the left on the shelf. I fixed the shelf, so I need a break. Yeah, exactly. Freak 5 says, while everyone else is sorting the boxes from the truck, he will stop helping us and then rearrange the pallets that the boxes are in. Jesus Christ.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, he's not even, like, looking like he's doing anything productive?
Right, right. Okay, guys. We are now down to it. This is the tournament to determine... the greatest game of all time. We have 8 left. Only one is going to survive. Why don't we get right into it? Next month, just a reminder, next month we are not doing a tournament. We're going to be doing a bunch of fun. Like, we're going to do throwback to free-for-all where it's just topics that we come up with. We've got a few topics. Breakman will probably come up with a topic or two. I've got some topics. Eric's got some topics. So we'll have a fun month next month, kind of take a break, and then we'll get back into it in July. We'll do tournaments again. But for this month, we are finishing off our tournament for the greatest game of all time. Everybody's been wondering, like, you know, because they bug me every day on Twitter, Breakman. They're like, Frank, what is the greatest game of all time? They ask me all the time. I'm inundated with questions about it. And I always tell them, listen to the show and we will guide you. We will tell you what the greatest game of all time is. So you just have to listen. Here it is. Let's get into it, guys.
Those are facts, everyone.
Those are facts. And it's when we determine the greatest game of all time, we are the authority. So you can tell everybody the grinder said it's game A, game B, whatever it is, and that's the greatest game of all time. So even though, you know, we all know greatest game of all time is Dragon Quest VIII, but, you know, I mean, a little bit of biased here, but, you know. But anyways, we got 8 left. We will determine the greatest game of all time. Let's get into it. Let's go to the bottom. We're going to go Resident Evil 4, but remember, it could be any of the Resident Evil, your favorite Resident Evil game, versus Halo and any of the Halo series, whichever game you decide. Let's see. Let's go with Breakman first. Did we lose Breakman?
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Resident Evil 4
okay.
versus Halo.
Sweet. You went out for a little bit there. Resident Evil 4 versus Halo. Halo 2 has the greatest video game soundtrack of all time.
Pretty good. I don't know if it's the greatest, but it's pretty good.
So I can't argue against Halo.
Okay, I'm going Resident Evil 4, Breakman, because Resident Evil 4 is like definitely in my top 10, maybe top 5 greatest games of all time. I think it's fantastic. So that means Eric is going to be the tiebreaker on this. Eric, what say you?
Resident Evil 4.
Oh, man, he didn't even hesitate, man. The mighty Halo gets defeated. Breakman, you got to be upset, man. Like, what's going through your head right now?
I'm not talking to you.
Okay, next matchup we got here, Super Mario Galaxy versus Chrono Trigger. Breakman, you do the honors. I think. Well, let's do it again. Breakman, you go first.
Okay, Super Mario Galaxy versus... So the Galaxy series versus Chrono Trigger.
Yes.
I gotta go Chrono Trigger. I just... Super Mario Galaxy was fantastic. The second one was all right. But, you know, there was only a couple endings to those games, and there wasn't a uniqueness to them every time you... Well, I guess there was every level. Every world was kind of unique, though.
Yeah.
I'm still going Chrono Trigger.
I think I'm going to agree with you, Breakman. I disagreed with you on Halo, but I'm going to agree with you on Chrono Trigger. I think Chrono Trigger... Whew, man, it's going to be tough to take down Chrono Trigger in this tournament, but there, it's for good reason, man. It is an all-timer. What say you, Eric? Is it a clean sweep?
Yeah.
All right, Chrono Trigger moves on. Next matchup. Ooh, this is a Titanic one. I'll go first on this one, guys. Super Metroid versus Final Fantasy VI. Oh, boy. I don't know how I'm going to pick, because these are both in my top five. Jesus Christ, man. This is like the toughest matchup for me in this whole tournament. Final Fantasy VI is my favorite Final Fantasy. But Super Metroid is one of my favorite games, period, of all time. I'm going to go with Super Metroid. What say you, Breakman?
Well, you're wrong, because Final Fantasy VI is the greatest game of all time.
Okay, Eric, you're the tiebreaker. What say you?
Final Fantasy VI.
Ooh, how dare you guys. You guys are both... I mean, it's a great game. I can't argue, but god damn it. Super Metroid. Woof, Super Metroid. Okay, last matchup in this round, Castlevania Symphony of the Night versus Doom. Eric, I'm going to go with you first.
Castlevania.
Ooh, okay. Breakman, what say you?
Castlevania versus Doom, huh?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. I love Castlevania. I'm a huge fan of Castlevania, but Doom created the first-person shoot. Well, I mean, it didn't create it, but it...
Took it to another level.
It kicked it into high gear, yeah. Like, yeah. It was... Wow. As much as I love the Castlevania series, I gotta say Doom.
Okay, I'm gonna save your ass on this one, Breakman. I'm gonna go with Castlevania for a very specific reason.
Okay,
very specific reason, because the next matchup, which we are gonna do right now, and it's gonna piss you off, Breakman, Castlevania versus Final Fantasy VI. Go, Breakman.
Final Fantasy VI.
Yes.
I gotta go Final Fantasy VI.
Okay. I'm going to go Castlevania, which means, Eric, you get to be the tiebreaker on this one.
I'm going with Castlevania as well.
Whoa, big upset! Final Fantasy VI. Tell Twitter right now, there's one of the hugest upset in video gaming history. Castlevania has defeated the Final Fantasy VI. I can't even say it. It's so great. Holy shit, this is a seismic shift here. We got one more matchup in this round, guys, to determine the finals. Chrono Trigger versus Resident Evil 4. I think I'm going to defer to Breakman. Breakman, you go.
I'm holding on. I'm thinking here.
Okay. Thinking. What you thinking?
I'm thinking. You'll be the next person.
Okay, Eric, Chrono Trigger versus Resident Evil 4. Eric.
Chrono Trigger.
Okay. Breakman, what say you?
I'm going with Chrono Trigger.
You sons of bitches. Chrono Trigger moves on. I agree with you guys. As great as Resident Evil 4 is, it's not as good as Chrono Trigger. So it comes down to this, guys. Chrono Trigger versus Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Breakman, do you want to go first on this one?
No.
Okay, Eric.
I'm going to go with Castlevania.
Okay, I am going to go with Chrono Trigger, which means Breakman is going to decide the greatest game of all time. Breakman, what say you?
Chrono Trigger versus Castlevania.
I went with Castlevania simply because it's a more accessible game for most people.
Don't influence him, Eric. Let him make his own decision.
Well, Castlevania is only one with two games, where Castlevania is a series.
Yeah, you can't base it on that. Just take your favorite.
Oh, so Symphony of the Night versus Chrono Trigger.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
I'd say Symphony of the Night is probably the best one.
Yep. Okay.
How? I mean,
this is RP Grinders, right?
Wow. What is man?
That is one of the greatest responses I think I've ever heard in my life, Breakman.
A miserable pile of death, Barney the vampire.
Roll a d20, Break Dungeon says.
Man, I wish I you know what, I could go see if I have that. No, we don't want to do that. That might take a while. Oh, God. I love Castlevania, and I do love Chrono Trigger. So good. So many options of Chrono Trigger. I should have gone first.
I gave you the option, Breakman. I gave you the option.
I know, but I was sending a tweet. I had to get it done. It was important.
Hold on. I got something that might help you. Hold on.
Don't play.
He's gonna play music, kid. Me.
No. Hold on. I gotta find it. Just give me a second. All right. Here we go, Breakman. This might help you. Limu, let's get out there and hold on. Not that. That's not gonna help you. Hold on. It's gonna help you after this stupid commercial. Hold on, here we go. Come on, play. Jesus. Breakman. Your answer, sir.
You know what? I don't know. Let me see what Harmy says.
Are you singing Happy Birthday, Harmy?
Yeah, what are you singing, Harmy?
Well, that sounded like Happy Birthday
Break's
or something.
Break's birthday was last week.
I know. All right, Breakman. The world wants to know.
Castlevania.
Castlevania has pulled off the huge upset. It is crazy. People are rioting in the streets. I don't know if they're happy or if they're sad, but Castlevania Symphony of the Night has won greatest game of all time. You can tell all your friends, tell everybody what happened here. Don't blame me. I picked Chrono. I mean, it is RP Grinders after all, but blame Breakman.
Think of it this way, says Dungeon Buster. Another break on another parallel earth will choose Chrono Trigger to balance the scale.
Do we need to take a parallel earth elevator to get there?
Yeah. Okay. So, Breakman, you might want to tweet that out. Castlevania Symphony of the Night has won greatest game of all time. Wow. What a tournament, guys. And that is a very... very surprised. I didn't think Castlevania Symphony of Night would get out of like the third round, to be honest. So that's to me, in my mind, that's a huge upset. I mean, it took out, Castlevania took out, in my opinion, the greatest game of all time, Dragon Quest VIII. It took out Doom. It took out Final Fantasy VI. And it took down Chrono Trigger to become the great. I mean, any game that does that deserves its place in RP Grinder history. Castlevania Symphony of the Night has won greatest game of all time. That was an awesome tournament, guys. I really, really enjoyed that. What did you guys think? Did you guys...
I want to be on the other planet. Wait, so if I change my vote, does that mean Trump loses again or something? I'll go back to that planet.
Yeah, exactly. Man. All right.
According to Freak, the break man is on a parallel earth where Trump never even ran to be president.
Your thoughts, like guys? Eric, what's your thoughts? Would you have ever guessed that Castlevania would have won?
No.
Yeah. What about you, Breakman?
It's all due to the mashups.
Yeah. Breakman, your thoughts?
I'm sorry.
Your thoughts, Breakman. Castlevania taking the top spot.
Oh, it's good, Scott. It's a good job, Castlevania. You deserve it.
It definitely deserves it, man. It took out Titans, man. Took out Doom, took out Final Fantasy VI, took out Chrono Trigger, Dragon Quest VIII, and I forget what the first round matchup was, but it took out some big ones. So congrats to Castlevania. We'll be expecting our check very, very soon. So there you go. All right.
And I just can't get the right tune on here. I'm trying to do the – I can't get it to sound anything like Castlevania.
I know.
Even slightly.
There aren't any harmonicas in Castlevania games.
I know. There's no harmonicas.
No wonder. Well, that's my problem. Damn it. How about cowbell?
There you go. That's more like it. On the parallel Earth where Trump won the 2020 election, DQ8 just won this tournament. How dare you, Freak 5? DQ8 is worthy of winning any tournament, to be honest. Okay. Whew. What a great tournament. Just a reminder, next month we will not be doing any tournament stuff. We will resume that in July, but June will be simply free-for-all topics. We've got a plethora of great topics coming up. You guys don't want to miss it. Anything from NFTs to, rotting disc or cartridges.
I think we should talk about UFOs.
We could do that too. Breakman, put that in the document, Breakman, and we'll definitely talk about that.
This is what I get for suggesting things.
Yes, exactly. You get to mark in the document. Okay. I want to thank everybody who participated in chat for sure. You guys were all awesome. I'll mention you guys in just a minute. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, where you can ask at Breakman. What was I talking about again? I'm getting old, Frank. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
That's not me for a change, Breakman.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter. There's a place and a thing.
Yeah, at RP Grinders, right?
Yeah, that. You can ask Breakman.
Oh, look at this. Dungeon Buster said Symphony of the Night won because the designer wears a cowboy hat. Exactly. I mean, yeah.
And Bloodstained 2 was announced, basically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was. Almost. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
We don't have official confirmation, but it's probably as good a confirmation as any.
Yeah. At RP Grinders, right, Breakman?
Right.
Okay.
You can ask me whatever you want, and we will solve your problems and help you conquer the world if you need to do it. You know, just we got to do some caveats, though, if you're going to try and conquer the world. Like, there are things that are off limits.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to protect our own interests here.
Right. There's no messing with RP Grinders or any affiliates or anything like that. And you give us money. That'd be great too, you know. So, all right, Eric, your plugs.
It's my turn. It's my turn to do the show. So, I'll definitely work on that as soon as possible. But other things I do are write for BostonPastorBrigade.com, or you can listen to my audio reviews on the feed, and I have a Patreon that you can go to. And you can send me as little as a dollar. That would help out a lot. And the link to that Patreon is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
Yep. Make sure you visit Eric's, Patreon. Give him a buck or two. Doesn't hurt. It helps him out tremendously. Whatever you can afford would be awesome. Anything else, Eric?
Do stuff responsibly over the Memorial Day weekend if you're in the U.S.
You know, take a moment to remember those people that got you where you were, where you are today. You know, whether it's your parents, a friend, people in your past, present. Make sure you give them a nod. You know, tell them you appreciate them, because it could mean it could make a big difference in their day, in their life. You know, they might be going through a bad time right now, and they might need that extra push. So, you know, I always take, like, Memorial Day is always a bittersweet for me. There's a lot of people that I've lost, and I always think about them and stuff, you know. But why wait? Yeah. You know, remember the people that are there in the present, and, give them a shout-out, you know. I want to say a very special happy birthday to my son, who on the first...
happy birthday.
Yeah, well, he almost had Breakman's birthday, which would have been really weird. But, happy birthday, son. I love you. I don't know if you're listening or not, but I love you. C1 is, man, he's getting old. I don't even want to say how old C1 is. But All right, let me read chat real quick. Breakman says, don't forget to subscribe to Bernie's OnlyFans. Though you may not want to watch this week, Frank was modeling a Tigger tail butt plug. That's not true, but how dare you, Freak Five. Bernie wanted to send in a question to Break about furries or some shit. I don't know. But what else? I want to thank everybody in chat. Let me pull up the list here. I know Freak Five was in chat. Thanks, Freak Five, for being here as always. Dungeon, our good friend Dungeon, thank you so much. Commander Root, Disc, Order, Small Streamers, I guess, was in chat. Bernie was in chat. Thanks, Bernie. I'll be there soon. Social Growth, Discord, and Tonnages was in chat. So thank you all so much for being in chat. Really, really appreciate it. It was a fun tournament to do. Just remember, next month we're doing free-for-all topics. No tournament next month. Start to think of ideas for July, though. If you guys have an idea, send Breakman a suggestion for our next tournament. So let's see. You can follow me on Twitter, at Frank Branches. Ask me anything you want. I'll, answer very honestly. And that's about it. Do you guys have anything else?
No, I'm thinking of my stomach at this point.
Yeah, I know, man. All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. Freak Five is exiled. Son of a bitch. How dare you, Weiland?